This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To help maintain a healthy cholesterol, garlic. It's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
I love it. And Reed says, Victoria, and she says, what? Wait a minute. Let me pinch myself to see if I'm here. Yes!
Roll call.
I am. Here we are to discuss what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, which is, by the way, among AM stations in the United States of America, the most dominant format. How about them apples? I don't think
yes.
We needed a survey to tell us that. Did we?
No.
We knew that. We got the sense of it all. Okay, speaking of getting the sense of it all, Victoria Jones is here to make sense of what's happened this past week in the News Talk Radio world. This is a special feature, something that's done every week at this time. We have a potpourri of experienced hosts joins us. Frequently it is Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen, who's here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden, who is the ops director, that's technical inside stuff. Management is his thing.
I oversee all the buttons.
Yeah. He's a suit.
Right. Yeah, he is a suit. Yeah. Well, at least it's working.
Or as my friend Liddy used to say, Gordon Liddy, uh-oh, management.
Management. Right, exactly. I'm Doug Steffen with the stories from Talkers Magazine this week and the People List at number 10, the anniversary of the Khashoggi murder. I don't know anybody who talked about this. I think it's a continuing story, not one just to be referenced here because of the Kurds that are in positions of power in Saudi Arabia. It just, I don't mean to make it, you know.
There was the 60 Minutes interview of the Sultan of Swing of Saudi Arabia whoever he is, and they asked him directly.
So, Sultan of Swing. And what did he say?
Very nice.
Yeah. What did he say?
Yeah, he said, I know nothing. I know nothing.
His name,
well,
Sergeant
that, and he said, I'm responsible. I have all this responsibility. Thank you for the responsibility. Good night, everybody. That was it.
The arrogance, I guess maybe, and this is a Western thing, because in the West, we don't cotton to the way they do things, even though we certainly help shore them up, because we buy all their oil, and he's pals with everybody who's in power here, there, and everywhere. And so you have to choke on the hypocrisy, at least I do, when you look at the world leaders, whether past or present, who all kind of cozy up to these phonies, these bums that run Saudi Arabia, the royal family that splits among them. The average income of the royal family in Saudi Arabia is in excess of $300 million a year. Okay? So the fact that we protect that, us, the United States and Europe, the people that buy, and we don't even buy that much from them anymore. We're pretty much oil independent. So I don't even know
why do we have to be strange bedfellows if we are this close to being independent, right?
Right.
Well,
yes.
Rich?
Because
Rich is Rich.
Rich. Pressure's on, Rich.
Yes. The world oil market is basically the new gold for the world, right?
Yeah.
And oil dictates what the value of everybody's money is. And so while we are still almost energy independent, their oil still has a huge effect on what value of money is. So in China, in Europe, in the Middle East, all of the money is still based on a lot of their oil, and that's why it's important to us, because if the world currencies all of a sudden take a dive because of Saudi Arabian oil, we get hurt.
All right.
Rich, you just said something really succinct, and that is that I was going to say that what Rich is saying then is that Saudi Arabia is our oil 401k?
The world oil 401k.
Okay.
We all are.
Oil 401k. We have sent troops to Saudi Arabia, which might sound like a good idea because there are some difficulties in the Gulf. That is being seen in Iran as, oh, good. That's great because Saudi Arabia is the home of Islam's holiest sites. And in other words, it is the caretaker of Islam's holiest sites. It does not own them, Mecca and Medina. And Iran acknowledges that. But you send U.S. troops to Saudi Arabia, Iran can now say, if it wishes to any radicals, look, Americans going to Saudi Arabia, the home of Islam's holiest sites. What are they doing there? And that's the kind of message that that bin Laden used. Now, I'm not saying that Iran can use that or has used that, but it is a troubling thing.
World
potentially.
Religion,
it's very
so
complicated world.
Suck. Religion, people that are nutcakes about their religion. Just, well, Rich, but your words had very special power. That was very good. Thank you. Not that yours
have been. I'm reminded, actually.
And by the way, Victoria, Funky Cole Medina is one of my favorite songs, so I'm glad we're able to look that in.
Right. Number 9 on the story list is working our way toward number 1. We won't spend an equal amount of time on each of these, but there are some that cry out for examination or conversation. Immigration reform, the FAIR event. Richie, did you go over that?
No, but one of the hosts that was there,
who was Sergio there?
Sanchez
Benson?
From KURV, stopped by here just to say hello, and he was down there and said it was crowded, busy, and very interesting.
In what way? Interesting immigration conversation.
You know, all of these border state radio stations come here every year to talk about immigration reform and try and hold their feet to the fire and make sure that laws are passed and upheld to secure our borders. And for them, it's a great activity in that they get to talk to the legislators, they get to talk to the policymakers, the wonks, and make sure that something is being done so that when they go
back
to their
own. Okay, what's being done?
I don't know. I didn't go.
What I'm telling you, I used to go.
Is that
when I went?
You know what?
I went for years in a row.
I went for years, and it was the same old thing for me.
Right, it was.
What these stations do is they can go back to their listeners and report. Listen, I spoke to our congressman such and such. Yeah. This is what they're working on.
Yeah. Anyway,
I live in Virginia.
It bothers what? I live in Virginia?
Yeah.
Well, if you're in the board, it bothers me that you know, Richie, you've been closer to me on the radio than anybody for years, and this has been one of my big things. I went to that FAIR thing for 4 or 5 years. Nothing is getting solved.
Exactly.
2 million people a year are coming into our country. We don't know where they go.
You and
we don't
I
know
went to this
doing.
Thing, and Victoria went to this thing, and Rick, I'm sure you've been there. And after five or six years of being there,
it's the same old thing.
They're still coming across the border.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the fault of FAIR necessarily.
I think
you can speak about legislators more than anything else.
No, exactly. Exactly. That's the point.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep moving here. Time for us to.
But are we going to come back to bayonets, alligators, and snakes? Oh my.
Oh.
At some point.
Yeah. Give Victoria really 60 seconds on this because this is really good.
Yeah,
it's
go
so
ahead.
Great. Yeah, because go ahead. We know that President Trump says things like this. President Trump talked in meetings about because he was getting increasingly frustrated with what was not being done on the border. So he mused about having a moat filled with water and poisonous snakes and alligators. He also talked about, and so they looked into the pricing on this, which isn't much actually, because alligators are down there, so poisonous snakes. He also mused about shooting migrants in the legs to slow them down. He also mused about soldiers having bayonets to presumably spike them.
I see. Okay. I don't have a problem with any of that.
Shooting them in the legs maybe is not the best thing in the world. But, you know,
but the moat with the alligators.
But the point is, Nothing is being done. Trump ran on this. He's worked on it. He's tried to do things awkward, difficult, ridiculous as they are, or seem to be, and yet nothing is done. Is it the will? Are we on the wrong page here? Is it the will of the American people that all these people come like ants out of an anthill into our country, scatter everywhere, take jobs from Americans, and just they vote for whoever they want? They're not even registered. They're not even legal. Drive cars, kill people, all of that stuff. Is that okay with everybody?
Let us speak to the Congress about this.
Yeah.
They're the ones who have they're the ones who appropriate the aid. They appropriate the aid. They have repeatedly blocked the aid for his wall.
Yes, they have.
It's nobody
else.
But
the wall isn't the only way to do this. Somehow or other, put the screws to Mexico and have them stop. Put the screws to Mexico.
That's been done a little bit.
Not a lot.
Well, it has. No, they've got about a 39% decrease in the illegals coming over the border because of his...
Not enough.
The way
it's better than it was.
To Mexico. Yeah.
You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, who is the founder, the creator, the inventor, if you will, CEO at MyPillow, would like to continue to give back to the people who listen to this program because you have, thankfully, bought a lot of pillows. That's why
I just left MyPillow to come here and be with you.
Yes.
I'd rather be back with MyPillow.
Would you really? Okay, yes. Richie. Well, sorry about that. You can get deep discounts now on all the MyPillow products that are at MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com. Look, click on the new radio listener specials and understand what is there. Here's the latest. Not that they have pillows and mattresses and mattress toppers and sheets and all that stuff. They are bringing back the BOGO offer. Richie, you know what the BOGO offer is?
Buy one, get one free, Doug.
You're brilliant. That's exactly what it is. Did you just pull that out of your ear?
I did.
Buy one, get one. That's the offer now at MyPillow. Everything there in the pillow department, you get one at the regular price, second one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can wash these pillows, you can dry them, use them. Replace all the old crappy pillows in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials and get these deep discounts for all of MyPillow products. The buy one, get one free opportunity right now at MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code DJV for the radio specials.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. Back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's...
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. you can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Is more important than permits. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
To continue here on our weekly overview, what's going on in the world of news talk radio with a big list, the stories, the people list from Talkers Magazine, which you can find listed at talkers.com every single week. Here with me, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, to go over a lot of these stories with the nuance she has. Rich McFadden from Radio America is here, and Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. One of, over the years, I've always thought that Jensen was one of the, and I don't want to use the term, it sounds simplistic to say one of the better hosts. Delaware is a fascinating political state, and you are a contrarian, but you do it in a gentle, much more gentle way than some of these ham slashers that are around, ham and eggers on some of these national shows. And you sent me something that really attracted, I just actually read it over again. You sent it to me a couple of weeks ago. And now I'm looking at this again, talking about advocacy. Remember, Richie, we've all talked about this. When you were a host, Victoria, on the air every day, you were more of an advocate than you were politically tuned in, if you will. I believe advocacy on the radio, advocacy for popular causes, the so-called vox populi, is really what the strength is, even though it's kind of gone by the wayside with the advent of Limbaugh and what, you know, what he's done. Not bad. It just isn't what it used to be, nor is it anything that really helps. It's interesting to listen to, but what good is it? I mean, when you get right down to it, you have sent me some information about advocacy, the platform for organizing. You want to tell us a little about what you do and how you do it? Maybe you give us an example, because I think it's great. Frankly, it's
we all hear
radio.
about things we'd like to change and think, wow, wouldn't it be cool if we could change that? And if I come across something that affects me that way and I find a group of people who are willing to actually do the work, because I'm just a mouth, I have a platform, then I will sometimes help them come up with a marketing plan to actually promote the idea and affect some change. We've done that.
Give us an example of how you've done that, yeah.
Well, one example is we had this thing called the stupid diploma. We had a three-tiered diploma. It was an idiotic idea. And this way, colleges could say, oh, look, this kid just got passed up and down. We thought, yeah, that's stupid. How about just teaching the people? So there was a group of people, teachers as well as those at the PTA, who wanted to change this. And And the short version is I embarrassed the governor, and we were able to exact some change without actually having to go and create new legislation ourselves. Yes, and so I did that with a number of things. Right now I'm working with an attorney to give him all the publicity and help I possibly can as we fight for financial compensation for people who are wrongfully imprisoned. Delaware doesn't have that, and I think we knew that. It needed to do that, especially when you have some of these prosecutors who are extraordinarily aggressive.
Did you have some guy who was jailed for 39 years?
39 years, yes. And Emeka Igwe is the name of the attorney. He fought to get this guy out. He's out. And the man released, it was on my show, we talked a few times, he's kind of mellow about it. And I thought, wow, I wouldn't be. I'd be looking for blood. I'd be skinning people alive, man.
I love the idea of a stupid diploma. Do you know who get it this week? The stupid diploma this week. Go ahead, Victoria. You probably
I was saying go on. Who gets it this week?
The woman who went into the cage in the Brooklyn Zoo with a lion.
Oh, yes.
Can you imagine anything more stupid than that?
Yes,
how do these people even function? What? What's more stupid than
the
that?
The woman who got up at the town hall meeting that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had for climate change.
Yeah.
And started saying, we only have months left. We need to start eating the babies.
No,
look it up. No, for real.
That's here's a new feature with Doug Steffen every morning. Every morning with Doug Steffen, the stupid diploma of the week.
The baby,
yes.
You're the inspiration for that. Thank you. Rick Jensen from WDEL is here with us. Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Review.
Eat the babies
right now. Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
PokerStars is one of the biggest online poker sites on the planet. And to make it really feel like you're at the poker table, they've introduced virtual reality. And what's really cool is the kind of virtual poker room you can be transported to. Jeff Landy from Lucky VR explains.
So there are six completely different environments to play in, from like a Western saloon to a kind of futuristic Macau rooftop to a kind of PokerStars arena level. And you'll be able to choose, you know, which environments, see the players that are playing in those games and kind of where they're from. And, you know, if it's high stakes or low stakes, you're able to select the game you want and you're transported into a virtual, you know, table with other people where you get your chips, your cards, and you're able to start playing a really realistic, high fidelity poker.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The legal team for the intelligence official behind the original complaint about President Trump is now representing a second whistleblower. One of the attorneys say that multiple whistleblowers have come forward. But Republican Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah tells Fox News Sunday that the president's dealings with Ukraine were legit.
When you read the transcript of what the president says, he's very clear. The reason he's withholding aid is because he wants to pressure the Europeans, particularly Ms. Merkel in Germany, that they have been dragging their feet for months on this. And by the way, we heard as early as late spring that they were probably going to withhold this aid. We've been hearing, those of us who work in national security, that they were going to do that to pressure the Europeans.
The lawyers say the second whistleblower, who also works in intelligence, hasn't filed a complaint with the Inspector General, but does have first-hand knowledge that supported the original complaint. This is USA Radio News.
Hi.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more. Watch Newsmax TV right now because it's real news for real people.
After the hour now, as we continue to clarify at least our thoughts, maybe it crystallizes your thoughts, some of the big issues of the week. The survey is done by Talkers Magazine every week. The staff, they're listening to a lot of important talk radio programs, local and national, the hosts and the stations, and come up with this list. Number 10 is Middle East, sort of. Number 9, immigration. Number 8, climate change. So maybe the best way to cap this, we were just talking about the how we come up with stupid people and stupid things. So this may be the dumbest thing of the week, and it does pertain to the climate change issue. Apparently, AOC, who is anathema, as far as I'm concerned, to any right-thinking, and I don't mean right of center, I'm just talking about anybody who's got any common sense. Anyway, so she has a town hall meeting about climate change, and here is one of the prominent pieces of audio from that town hall meeting.
But we're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this: we got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the nuclear deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies aside and not. We need to eat the babies under this very serious. Please give a response.
No, a little salt and pepper on my...
No. Now, wait, Rich, isn't there already a hashtag for this on Twitter?
There's already a Twitter account called @EatTheBabies.
Great.
Trump tweeted this, and he said, well, sounds like a normal AOC supporter to me.
Of course. I mean, it's just fodder. The woman is not so.
Of course.
All right. So that's climate change for this week. Next.
You have to decide whether this was a troll, a plant, or whether this is just a real sick person. AOC treated it like it was a mentally disturbed person and took it as we need to support mentally disturbed people. And
we do.
The right
Absolutely.
Should not use this as a joke. This is a serious problem, mentally disturbed people.
Mental illness is a big problem in this country, and it is not being treated properly. I agree with her. Maybe
May I
the
sing?
Well, I agree with her.
Yes, please
sing, Victoria. Yes.
If you eat the babies, we will all come up.
No.
Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington. You can hardly wait for this to air on your station, right, Rich? I mean, right? Rich McFadden is here.
I can't even talk now.
Well, okay, numbers. I'll save you. Next on the countdown list as we squeeze here. Number 7, Facebook. Who thinks that Facebook ought to be broken up or any of these? There's a move afoot now by some congressman wanting to break up these huge tech companies like Google and Facebook. Is that a good idea? Yes,
they did it with the phone companies.
Yes, they did. Look what happened. Our service is so much better now. Isn't it? We have Verizon. If there is, other than maybe American Airlines.
We have competition is what we have, and that's the important thing. Because
we don't have competition. What are you talking about? I have no competition. I can't go
to
anybody else here. Verizon is it.
That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah. No, I don't have any competition. I would like some because I'd like to tell Verizon to go screw. But I can't because there's nobody else here. So... There you go, Rich.
Thank you.
And by the way, you were the one who told me.
Talk to the hand.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Rich was the one who told me to use Verizon because they were the most reliable. So now that I think about it, this is all your fault.
I've been using Verizon for as long as you have, and I have no problems.
It doesn't
matter what service you use. It never works right.
That's okay. And in the red corner.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay, next. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, I was just consider this. So you have politicians that want to break up companies, and are they going to be the ones picking which ones are allowed to compete?
Of course, they'll do a perfect job of that. Right,
who
should
get loans and grants from the government?
Here's the dilemma. Yeah. And just like with the phone company, they control our speech.
Yeah,
it is a town hall, and they have 100% control over it. Yeah. And the algorithms, they can say whatever they want. I work in this stuff every single day, and it's...
Yeah.
I won't go there.
All right, number 6 is the verdict. This policewoman in Houston, Miss Geiger, who got sent away for 10 years because she walked into supposedly the wrong apartment, shot the guy who was there, killed him, and said, oh, I was in the wrong apartment. She was noted for her racist comments. Many people think she got off easy with 10 years. I don't know what to think because there was another piece of audio floating around this week from somebody else who had, and I'm trying to remember what it was, real racist stuff. I don't know. I don't even understand. Again, people have been around me all my life. I don't get racism. I don't get that we're not, why people understand we're all pretty equal You know, you say, now, black people are not as smart as white people. Bull crap. It's what they're exposed to. It's what the opportunities are.
Stupid people of every color.
Of course.
But
look at this. We just heard a stupid white woman from Sweden.
You're right.
All right. Anybody else?
There's a lot of this
It was
about.
The right decision.
There is.
It was murder. It was the right. It was absolutely the right decision. At the very least, it was lousy, rotten, no good police work, even though she was off duty.
Awful.
She has a gun. She has a responsibility. You're on the fourth floor. I know we saw the stuff about whether they not. He had a red mat in front of his door. She doesn't have one. She drew.
She, drunk
she killed the guy.
Yeah.
It was murder.
She walked into the living room.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was eating ice cream.
Did anybody see the? I saw some video actually earlier today of some fight between police and kids in a school. I think it may have been in Massachusetts. They had a big race riot. The cops go in and start throwing everybody around, and the kids start beating up the cops. There was a whole thing, and the cops were yelling all kinds of racial stuff.
That's called Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Rich.
Oh, no.
Number five, the presidential election or race, the 2020 candidates. I think the story here this week is Bernie Sanders and his stint getting put in. I think that's the story. I don't know what you guys think, but that's what I think is the story. Under so much pressure, so much stress. Guy's 75 years old. Doesn't look good. Hasn't looked healthy.
Do we know that it was under pressure? But it doesn't matter, you see. Doesn't matter whether it was under pressure.
But all of a sudden, he had to sit down, and then they examined him and found his aorta, the upper aorta, is blocked with plaque. So they had to go in with a stent, open it up, and get the blood to flow again. Now he says he feels fine. He's going back on the trail. But he's way down. If you look at some of the polls, the New England polls anyway, Warren and Biden are tied pretty much.
Right.
He's got half the support. You know, these characters like Kamala Harris, she's got nothing. She doesn't deserve anything, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, go ahead.
Victoria, I'd love to get your take on this. I saw a quote this week, a story this week, saying that if Warren gets the nomination, the Wall Street Democrats are going to sit on the fence or even support Trump.
Trump, yeah.
I think that's possible. I think she's smart enough that she knows how to talk to Wall Street Democrats.
Yeah, she's an egomaniac. I don't agree with
that. Well, I know you don't
so
like
far
her.
She's been saying we're going to take all your money and we're going to regulate your companies.
No, that's not true. I voted for Hillary Clinton. That's not fair to say that.
Okay.
No, that's not fair at all.
All right.
I'd vote for you if you were running for something.
Thank you very much. I'll run for cat catcher.
I vote for my daughter, who, if she ran for something,
all right, let's go back. Let's go back to Elizabeth Warren.
But you're not going to vote for Elizabeth. By the way, Richie, you'll be surprised to hear Megan has an Elizabeth Warren sticker on her car.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's very funny. I think she's very, very smart, and I think because she understands the economy, she understands. New York Democratic people on Wall
Trump
Street.
Will
she knows
eat
how
her
to talk
alive
to them.
With Not the Pocahontas in, thing. That'll
oh,
be the
he,
end
he
of
plans
it.
To. He plans to. He but she's planning for that. That's the only thing he's got on her. And she's not afraid of him. She's made
she's
so many missteps
you know
with that.
Right,
exactly.
She's made
all
a
right.
lot of missteps with that. That's her weakness. But she's not afraid.
She's the best
she's
the Democrats have. What a shame it is, frankly.
Very much so, and
Joe
I agree
Biden,
with you on that.
I would vote for Joe Biden if he were running. I would. I would never have said that or thought I'd say it before. Richie won't. He'll vote for Trump. And
yep.
you probably
They've got a
too,
weak
Jesse.
Field. I agree with you.
They do.
It's
Awful.
A weak field.
Yeah. Well, because the news media screws up anybody who's any good. Where is the like of Michael Bloomberg, who would make a fabulous president? Well, he's not going to put up with this crap, and so he doesn't. But, he'd be a fabulous I think he'd be a fabulous president anyway. All right.
Fabulous.
Speaking of fabulous, the doctor's number one choice for non-prescription blood sugar control. There have been landmark human trials conducted, a lot of standards. There are a lot of people who have problems with glucose. There are a lot of people who are pre-diabetic or have type 2 diabetes, or like me, like to eat a lot of ice cream and cake. And so if you're in that there's pretty wide swath with that, about 35% of the country is right there, you need to check out Curalin.net. C-U-R Carolyn, carolyn.net. What is it? It's a very extensively studied supplement, has 10 ingredients that are absolutely guaranteed to help lower type 2 diabetic problems, the sugar levels of your blood. Carolyn, the reason I get enthused about it is because it's all natural, contains no drugs, just 10 powerful glucose balancing ingredients. Take it from me. I'm taking this because I want to protect myself. I'm a sweet guy and have a sweet tooth. So for that reason, I am on Carolyn. You can get there too. Carolyn.net. Take it every day. Right now, you can get $20 off your first bottle of Carolyn. Visit the website, Carolyn.net. Use the coupon code DJV and get $20 off the first bottle. That's Carolyn.net. Curb the problems that you have from liking sugar. That's the way to do it. Carolyn.net. Tens of thousands of people have already found this out. Use the promo code DJV. Get on the bandwagon. Save your, well, you can keep the sugar cravings, but just get rid of the sugar in your system. Carolyn.net. $20 off with a promo code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Does this place look haunted?
No, I don't think so.
What about the two creepy girls?
Come stay with us.
That is truly frightening.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's great service. With Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Thank you, creepy girls.
Want to see our room?
We're gonna sleep in the car now.
Happy Geico-ween. Switch today for 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, let's get to the number three issue on the story list from Talkers is the North Korean missile test. Come on, why waste time talking about that? It's the same old, same old.
Because it was a submarine test.
We came out of the water instead of off the land. Big deal.
The big deal is that they're harder to spot. That's the deal.
Okay. Hong Kong demonstrations. The Chinese have got their hands full with this, and they know it. Number one. Who has their hands full with this one? Ukraine and the impeachment thing and whether Joe did it or he didn't and his kid and all of this crap. At the end of the day, what is it really all about, Alfie? Take a shot, Victoria. We'll go around the table here. We got about 30 seconds. Help yourself to 10.
Well, this week Trump called on China to investigate the Bidens. Who's he going to call on next?
Rick.
Oh, you got. Okay, it's going to hurt Joe Biden, and I have not yet heard anyone say exactly what sort of crime might have been committed. Have they articulated that?
Rich?
It's our government's job to investigate crimes.
Yes, it is, and we're doing such a fine job of it. Thank you all for being here. Talk Radio Review.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
After the hour, Tech Talk time. A review of the top five technology items this week that were covered by Victoria Keelan. She's here to summarize, in essence, what the impact was of all five of these, starting with the new voice for Alexa. There are two voices from the same person, I guess, and a way of starting the explanation of how Sam Jackson's involved in this, yeah?
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson is lending his voice to Amazon's Alexa. And so during the big event last week where Amazon unveiled all their new products and services, the company announced that Samuel L. Jackson will be the first celebrity voice for Alexa, for that's their virtual assistant. And they use neural text-to-speech technology, which is kind of cutting edge. And there will be both an explicit version and a clean version when it comes to Samuel L. Jackson's voice. The Alexa skill will cost 99 cents as an introductory offer, and after that, it will be $4.99. And so Samuel L. Jackson
a month
is the
or
first
to get the whole thing.
$4.99 to purchase that for I don't think it's a monthly fee. Samuel L. Jackson is the first official celebrity voice for Alexa. Back in 2018, a lot of people remembered the Super Bowl commercial where Gordon Ramsay and Rebel Wilson and Cardi B and Anthony Hopkins were all called on to fill in for Alexa when she lost her voice, and that was a really popular Super Bowl ad, and that commercial won multiple awards. And so in 2019, they did another Super Bowl ad that featured Harrison Ford, Forrest Whitaker, and astronaut twins Mark and Scott Kelly. And so now they've decided to officially hire Samuel L. Jackson And you can have him do all kinds of things.
I wonder what.
Oh, I'm tons and tons of money, I'm sure. But you can have him do all kinds of things, and he will even swear. If that's your thing and you want to hear Samuel L. Jackson use some naughty language, he'll even do that for you.
And just watch one of his movies and you get the gist of all of that. Number four, counting our way to number one in the terms of top tech stories this week, Uber once again gets onto the front page.
Yeah, Uber's had a really rough time in the press recently, mostly for safety issues and for rider and for passenger safety and all kinds of lawsuits. And Lyft has just as many. It's not like I'm not choosing one over the other. Lyft has just the same problems. But Uber said that they're going to be testing a feature that will let passengers who feel uncomfortable record their driver's voice and then report the incident right through the app. And so this is a tool called Record Audio, and it's for people who are uncomfortable with the ride. This feature appears in the part of the of Uber's new safety toolkit that includes sharing the trip status with family and friends, so your people in your life know where you are along the ride, and that's a really important thing. And this is also it adds contacting police if something happens. Uber also rolled out Ride Check. That's a system designed to flag unusual events, like if the car takes a very long stop or if the car crashes and things like that, and that alerts police right away. So Uber's trying to make it a bit safer for people, but they really need to do more background checks, I think, on the drivers, because that's where the problem really stems from.
Does Uber do delivery as well?
Uber Eats. Yeah, they do delivery of food, yeah.
But not the same sort of thing that UPS does. The number three item this week is UPS and a new delivery system. I guess that's what you'd call it, yeah?
Yep. UPS is the first official carrier to get the certification from the FAA to operate a full drone airline. And that will they've been testing out drones in specific areas. Now they're going to have an entire airline, and they're starting with healthcare. It's kind of cool. They're actually making delivery to hospitals all around the country. They've been testing it out with that. Now, this means blood donations, organ donations, things that need to get to a hospital a lot faster than in a car. And so it's actually, so far, the program has really worked well. They're going to be then moving outside of healthcare. And so right now, we will not be flying in any commercial airspace or anything like that. Right. So the FAA is definitely keeping a close watch on where the drones go.
Right. Okay, number two is when I think of Rhino, I think of either the animal or the record company, and I don't think either of those two things apply to this insurance company, right?
No. So Rhino is an insurance tech startup, and what they do, it's kind of a novel approach for renters. What they're doing is they're trying to get landlords to, they write insurance policies for landlords. So instead of handing over a security deposit, which sits in an account that doesn't really draw any interest, and it takes it takes so many billions of dollars out of the economy, Rhino wants to have landlords let people take a monthly insurance policy that can be as low as $3 to cover all of the costs of a security deposit, which I think is a great idea.
All right, number one, DoorDash.
DoorDash. DoorDash had a big data breach, 4.9 million users affected. Go on, log on to DoorDash.com if you have an account and see.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.